Have you enjoyed the last couple of weeks sort of getting away from football and trying to recharge the batteries a little bit?
Recharge, yeah. I'm recharging and back in the waiting room.
I didn't
take too much of a break. No break for me.
Absolutely. And Kevin, as you have a chance, and I'm sure you've probably done this because it probably doesn't really hit you that you played your final game at the University of Alabama until after that Sugar Bowl game, and you've had a chance to probably reflect and what your class was able to accomplish. 7 fifth-year seniors walk out of Tuscaloosa with 3 national championship rings. Have you had a chance to think about that?
To be honest, not really. But you know, I know a lot of people have talked to me about it, but I haven't really given any thought. But, I mean, it's a great accomplishment for us, and, you know, it was very exciting at the same time. But then again, at the same time, it was a journey. It was hard work, and everything we had to earn it, and we went out and fought for it.
You look at the University of Alabama's tradition, and you look at the expectations of winning championships, and I think it would be fair to say that you had 11-2 season, but you know how Alabama fans define success, and I'm sure it's probably the same for you too, is when you don't reach that goal, it's a little bit disappointing. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely. And that's one thing that we did as a team. You know, we came up with the goal that we wanted, you know, the three-peat, you know, make history, especially for us seniors. You know, it was very important to us. You know, it was just a great opportunity for us at the same time. And then, you know, when we didn't reach it, you know, it was very disappointing for us. But we tried to overcome it, but at the same time, it wasn't overcome by many of us, you know.
Kevin, did the pressure get to you guys a little bit?
Well, we tried not to let it happen. I know when we lost the Auburn game, you know, a lot of the fans just went berserk, and it was kind of crazy after that. But it was definitely a devastating loss, and you know, we tried to bounce back from it. I don't think a lot of guys bounced back from it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kevin Norwood, Inside the Game here in Tuscaloosa. Kevin, as you look back at your playing days, I want to talk about your role and what you were able to accomplish here. You led the team this year in receptions for touchdowns. You look back at your career. How would you like Kevin Norwood to be remembered playing for the University of Alabama?
I would like to be remembered as the go-to guy, the guy that went out and played his best, gave his best every game, and did everything he could for the team, whether it was on the field or off the field, whether in the classroom or in the film room, just whatever. You know, I did my best to do everything for this team. You know, I stuck it out, even though when there was times I just wanted to quit. You know, I basically stuck with it, and you know, got a lot of great things out of it. But you know, when it's third down, I want to be the guy to go to. When it's a women red area, I want to be the guy to go to. And I just want to be that go-to guy, you know. That's what I wanted to do, and that's what I kind of became at the University of Alabama. And you know, it kind of stuck, I guess. Everybody wants to call me Mr. Clutch or something like that, huh?
Absolutely. Kevin, I said it in the earlier part of the show, if it's 3rd and 6 and AJ's looking for someone to bail him out, he's looking for Kevin Norwood because he knows he's going to catch the football and he's going to pick up the first down. With the precise route-running ability that you bring to the table, your sure hands,
yes, sir. You
sort of bail the quarterback on so many different situations. You bail him out.
Oh, definitely, man. That's something we practice, too. You know, just going through practice and make sure we get everything right. And then whenever the coverage – so we know different teams are going to bring different blitzes, you know, than what we watch on the film. So we know that we have a we're going to have a time where we got to, you know, move around and, you know, because the window isn't always going to be there. So we have to move around and stuff like that. And, you know, that's one thing I just became good at, you know, with AJ, and just make sure that we get the ball moving, you know.
You look at the NFL, and I know that sometimes you sort of judge running backs. You judge offensive lines. You judge quarterbacks. But looking at your role, I know that you're going to expand that role because teams are going to ask something different of Kevin Norwood. Yeah, they're going to expect you to continue those great hands and show that ability that you showed here in Tuscaloosa. But that role in the NFL, they're looking for guys like Kevin Norwood.
Yeah, well, I hope so. You know, and that's one thing I want to bring to the next level. Just me being able to get open and get open for the quarterback, and just helping the offense move and helping the team win games and hopefully win a Super Bowl. You know, just being there, just being an accountable person. You know what I mean?
Kevin, let me also ask you about Nick Saban, because you were here for that process. What Nick Saban was able to build. What's it really like to play for Nick Saban?
Oh, man, it is great. I mean, at times, of course, people want to say, Nick Saban is such a hard guy to play for. Well, he is. That's because he wants everything done a certain way, because he knows what it takes to win, and he's going to do everything he can to win. And so you just have to have players that want to buy in and stuff like that. And with Coach Saban, he's just not only a coach. You know, he's a father, and he tried to teach us how to become men at the same time. You know, making us accountable for things that we do, and for us to be better husbands if we ever get that opportunity. And so, and Coach Saban is just a really great guy. You know, he wants his players to succeed in every way possible. So you can always look to him for advice or for help or anything like that, because I know he's going to help me.
Be honest with me here. Now, this is a tough question. Did it take you a little bit of time to buy in, though, Kevin?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it might not have taken me that long, because I was pretty much I'm pretty much a mature guy. You know, coming out of high school, I was pretty much a mature guy. So, and but it did take a minute, because I was trying to basically figure out what all he wanted, and stuff like that. And then just me being able to have this, great personality that everybody claims. You know, I just bought in right off the bat. You know. Because I actually kind of seen what he was trying to accomplish. I mean, I wanted to win a national championship, yes, because in high school I couldn't ever get my state championship or whatever. So I wanted to win a national one. And let alone, little did I know, I was going to win three of them. You know what I mean?
Well, and Kevin, I'm obviously a little bit older than you are, but I've never been through what you guys were able to accomplish there under Nick Saban. And I think we will do this, and I think we'll look back 20 years from now, and we'll look back at what you guys were able to accomplish. It will be more appreciated 20 years from now than probably what it is today.
Yeah, definitely. I believe that.
Kevin, I also want to go back, and I know this is maybe an unfair question, but is AJ McCarron underappreciated as a quarterback?
I would say so, definitely. Especially with all the media, he just don't get really that recognition that he should. I mean, yeah, he's a game changer, game manager, whatever they call it. But at the same time, AJ did what he had to do to put us in the best position to win the game. And, and I respect him for that, because, there was plenty of times where we could have just given up, when was it, the LSU game, he could have thrown some interception or bad balls or whatever, but he stuck with it. He got his offense together. He became the leader that he is, and got us in the right calls, right plays or whatnot, and, got us going and got us a W. So, I mean, I know that doesn't really matter to a lot of people, but AJ is just—he's not that finesse guy, not the Johnny Manziel, or any other quarterback, whatever you call it. He's going to get the ball moved and stuff like that, and he's going to do it with his arm, not with his feet.
Did it ever bother you that folks would criticize AJ, and because you see what he's capable of, and I'm not saying that Nick Saban or anybody else, but sometimes in this system, it's a pro system. It's flashy at times, but then it sometimes you sort of take the foot off the gas a little bit and try to win games. It may not be all about stats. It may not all be about numbers. And I think that same can be said for what you were able to accomplish. You sort of have to adopt your role in the process of what Nick Saban is trying to sell and preach.
Exactly. And Coach Saban is all about winning. And that's what, and like you said, that's what we have to adapt to. That's what we have to, you know, come together as a team and win games. You know, it's not an individual sport. It's a team sport. And I know you can't win one game. You can't win games with just a few players. It has to be the whole team buying in and being able to be together, come together and just win games. You know, it's really not about individual statistics and all that thousand, hundred thousand yards, whatever they call it. It's really a team thing, and that's when me and AJ stepped up the most, because we know we're just trying to get this team together and just basically, you know, three-peat and just come on, play our best game. And that's what we had to do, practice after practice and week after week.
Did you see a difference this year compared to years past of players maybe not buying into everything that Nick Saban was trying to get across?
Well, yeah, of course not. I mean, you have players that are coming out of high school that, you know, they're high school. They're great in high school. You know, they broke all kind of records in high school. And then when they get to college level and under Nick Saban, then, you know, they get their bubbles burst, I guess. And, you know, some of them don't, you know, produce as much as they wanted to, or they end up getting redshirted. And to them, that's like a punishment or something. But little do they know, that's something that it's not a punishment. I mean, you can get extra time in school. Me and AJ got redshirted. Look at us. I got 2 degrees and won 3 national championships. AJ got a degree and won 3 national championships. So it's not something that's supposed to be taken as a punishment. It's something that's supposed to be taken as, all right, here, you got to figure out what you need to learn and what you need to, you know, do to be on the field, you know, just pretty much take that time to get better.
When you look at redshirt, and I know AJ's talked about it, I know that you've talked about it. How much better did that make you because you went up against the best of the best and had a chance to sort of showcase what other teams were trying to do and give your defense the proper look? How much did that make you better as a player?
Oh, my God, that's that, man. Going up against Rolando McClain and Javier Arenas and Kareem Jackson, those guys that are in the NFL right now, you know, just, you know, producing and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a confident builder, knowing that you can go out and, you know, muscle Mark Barron. He ain't going to let you know that, but I'm going to let you know that. Because me and AJ, we went to work on that defense. And it was a confident builder for us. And, you know, that's how we, you know, became so close, you know, the way we are now.
Absolutely. Kevin, give us a little bit of a hint, because we're always looking for hints. Who's going to be that guy that's going to replace Kevin Norwood? Who's going to be that guy that's going to replace AJ McCarron? You spent some time on the receiver core. I don't want you to you know, I mean, call out a couple of guys. But if we're looking at a quarterback that's going to lead this team in 2014, you've caught many a balls out there. Give us maybe your horse in the clubhouse. Who's going to be that guy?
Well, you know, yeah, I got Darrell who left. He was a pretty good quarterback. And then you have a guy come in from Florida State, a 6'5" guy. I don't know too much about him, but I heard good things about him. I don't know from a quarterback standpoint, to be honest, because those guys rotated a lot with us. But as far as receivers, I mean, of course you got Amari Cooper, who's just dominant on the field. So, you know, you got Amari Cooper, and then you got CJ, who's the speedy guy in the slot that's going to get open for the quarterback and stuff like that. Now, to be honest, the only thing I worry about with the receivers and the quarterback is timing, because none of those guys have good timing with the receivers right now. So I know they're going to get that done in the summertime or springtime right now, honestly. You know, and then you have DeAndre White, who's coming back off an injury. I know he's going to have a lot of motivation to you know, get back out there and produce for his team. And I know him very well, and I know he's going to take this injury as a sign to get better. And I know he's going to get stronger too at the same time. So, I mean, you got a lot of guys that are going to produce. And then you got some freshmen, Raheem. Oh, man, y'all got to watch out for him. I'm telling you. He reminds me of a little bit of myself, because he's going to go up and attack the ball, and he runs good routes too. So, yeah, y'all might have to watch out for him too.
Kevin, one of the final questions that I want to ask, and I really appreciate you being part of the game in Tuscaloosa. I've enjoyed covering you, the way that you handle yourself, the way that you've been able to represent the University of Alabama. You probably don't see it now, but folks are going to remember Kevin Norwood and the leadership that he displayed. And I think the evidence speaks for itself. When you had your teammates that elected Kevin Norwood to put his handprint and his footprint underneath Denny Chimes, and forever,
yes.
30 years from now, when they walk by and they see Kevin Norwood's name, that's going to be something that I know you're going to remember.
Most definitely, man. I kind of tear up when I think about it, because you know it's a lot of hard work that I put in, you know, to be with this team and to give my maximum effort to this team, and you know, I did a lot. I've always been respectful to a lot of people, you know, try to stay humble. You know, and just basically go out and do what I have to do, you know. And, you know, for my team to, you know, give me that recognition, it means a lot to me. And, you know, I was very excited. I was shocked. Don't get me wrong. I was shocked to hear my name called. You should have seen my face. I know a lot of people talk about it. But at the same time, you know, I was very excited. I know AJ got up and spoke, and they wanted me to speak, but I was too busy. I was in shock. My mind was like blown, so I didn't know what was.
So you had no clue that you were going to be recognized as one of the permanent captains?
No, I knew it was going to be AJ and CJ, because those guys, I mean, not AJ, AJ and CJ Mosley. I knew those were going to get it, because those guys, they get up and speak in front of everybody. I'm the one that just basically sits down and just look at everybody and just basically, I pull them off to the side and be like, okay, you're doing this wrong. This is what we need to do. You know, I'm not the guy that's going to get up in their faces at practice and yell at them and stuff like that. Not saying AJ and them did it, but they were more vocal. I wasn't the vocal guy. I was more of a pull them to the side guy and just tell them, you know, let's go. Let's, you know, make sure everything is right with, you know, at home and stuff like that. I wasn't going to yell at them now. But, I don't know. It just happened. A lot of guys that were just more vocal than me. I was more of a go out and do guy. Go on the field and just do your best and just try to get the. Now, if I see in the game that we're not going the direction that we should be, then I'll become a little more vocal. And then, if you notice, I don't know if anybody noticed this, but, not trying to toot my own horn or nothing, but once I caught a good ball, and got the crowd going, and then I think I got my teammates going at the same time, and that's when we started kind of picking it up and started coming with these W's, you know. So that's just a little thing that I thought I did well.